Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, once again we are back with another episode of this program called The Early Echo. Today we have some interesting and important topic that we'll be discussing as we go along in this program. Firstly, we would like to make you comfortable inshallah in this program, whereas I'm sure that you have made some good intentions before watching this program, as well as you will be with us from now right to the end of this program for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, whatever good you listen to, whatever good you watch, inshallah, you will convey this message to others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, to give a start to this program, let us start with this beautiful narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we are encouraged to recite Salat al-Nabi abundantly upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, As-salatu alayya nurun yawm al-qiyamati inda zulmati as-sirat. Recite durood upon me in the world, for this durood and salat which you send upon me will be a form of light for you on the bridge of sirat, which is, remember, thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. It is placed on the back of Jahannam. Remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are unaware and we don't know our condition as to what will happen to us. How are we going to cross on the bridge of Sirat? Therefore, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُقْتَالَ لَهُ بِالْمِكْيَالِ الْأَوْفَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If there's anyone that wants to cross this bridge of Sirat successfully and he wants to be rewarded on the day of judgment, the Holy Rasul had said, recite abundant of durood upon me, recite abundance of salat and durood upon me, surely the infliction on the day of judgment, the horror and the difficulties of the day of judgment shall be removed, and you will gain contentment and tranquility if you read your salah, you pay your zakat, and you fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time reciting abundance of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, it has been mentioned in this beautiful poetry.
Koi qareeb tarazu
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah azawajal ek kalam ki taraf hum jate inshallah. And after this Naat-e Paak, we will continue with our program. Our topic and discussion for today is extremely serious, where we are going to be discussing the different aspects of incurring and suffering from deprivation in our sustenance, in our life. So stay tuned to Madani channel to learn more about our topic for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
قسمت میں میری چین سے جینا لکھ دے ڈوبے نہ کبھی میرا سفینہ لکھ دے جنت تو ٹھکانہ
چلے آؤ مدینے چلے
میں کشو آؤ سے پینے چلے یاد رکھو اگر یاد رکھو اگر اٹھ گئی ایک نظر جتنے خالی ہیں سب شام بھر جائیں گے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ الحمدللہ we have been listening to this نعت پاک and we may be sacrificed upon the holy rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel once again marhaba welcome to this program called The Early Echo, in which today we shall be discussing some sort of deprivation, some issues regarding and surrounding this matter. Look, this has become a very big issue in our society at this moment, whereas thousands and millions of people are actually facing deprivation in sustenance in regards to their food and what they are eating. Deprivation is that even a rich man who is living and dwelling in a bungalow, he is crying with deprivation in his sustenance, and the one who is poor, he is always crying from before because he cannot meet his daily needs. And therefore, whatever the case is, everyone is struggling and striving to earn a livelihood, a comfortable life, whether he is a doctor, whether he is in whatever profession he has chosen for himself. Everyone wants to live a comfortable life. The point is that despite the fact that people take drastic steps in life to face the biggest of challenges in order to make their lives comfortable, they would go to any extent to do anything possible to grow their business. They would do anything to make the home much more comfortable for them. But we do not consider the easy steps in Islam as to how can we invite more barakat and blessings in our homes. It is not just as, Maulana sahab, please make dua for me. Hafiz sahab, please make dua for barakat for me. Mufti sahab, please. Because we think and we assume barakat means abundance of money. Baraka means to have lots and lots of blessings, lots and lots of money. If you have a thousand rand must become 10,000. If you have $2,000, it must turn into $100,000. So barakat does not mean that, but simply as Amir al-Sunnah Damat Fuyuzuhum has mentioned and explained, it is that whatever little you have, may Allah put barakah and blessings in that it should suffice you and your family. So that which is little should be enough for you and your family. It should last you more than usual too. So barakat means that something which is very little, apparently it seems little, but when Allah Azza wa Jal provides barakah in that, then the barakah extends to this extent that it assists and helps others out there as well, or in your family as well. There are many people who complain that the salary does not last till the end of the month. This is because there's no barakah. There are people who say that only it lasts us till the middle of the month, 15 days, and thereafter we are, pulling from this corner, from that corner, and scraping from here and there, and we're trying to make ends meet. This is because they don't see barakah. Sometimes the food does not last the entire family because there's no barakah. So that which is little should suffice those who are there with, and lots could benefit from that very little that's provided. That is the actual meaning of barakah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us barakah in our lives. However, one of the reasons for deprivation in our sustenance, in our lives that we face, is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran. We should focus and pay attention to what's being mentioned right now, so that inshallah we can get rid of these things in our lives. Firstly, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا أَن كَثِيرٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and whatever misfortune befalls you due to what your own hands have earned, and He pardons much. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives many sins. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna rahmatullahi qareebum minal muhsineen. Surely the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is close to the good doers, to those who do good deeds, to those who perform righteous acts. So therefore, this means that we should firstly blame ourselves. So whatever wrong is happening in our lives, if we feel that our salaries aren't enough to run our family, there is something wrong that we are doing. There is something which isn't right from our actions, which we can see but we're not rectifying, or from our sayings, from our habits. Where we have went wrong, we should backtrack our sayings and our actions and basically repent and make tawbah and ask Allah for then to provide barakat in that rozi. Surely you will see barakat and blessings in your rozi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is a very vast topic as people are always complaining about deprivation, and since, as I mentioned, out of all those domestic problems out there in society, the top on the list right now is deprivation. People don't even have food to eat and people are crying at the moment. It's an unmentionable condition. So let us try and understand the reasons for this from the books of Ahadith, inshallah, and let's try and give in some solutions as to how can we fix these matters and problems. So after understanding this, alhamdulillah, that what's the meaning of barakat, from now onwards, whenever we ask for barakah, we will have this intention in our hearts, Ya Allah, I have only 1,000 rands left. Ya Rabbana, I have many days to complete. Could you make this 1,000 rand last me for the entire month? Ya Allah, provide barakat in this 1,000 pounds, dollars or rands. Ya Allah, there's only one pot of food and there's many to eat. Recite the things that you need to recite before eating food so that that food could receive blessings so that many could eat off the little food. Let's go in detail, inshallah, one thing at a time. One of the first reasons to have this challenge in society, at least a global issue, it's a global problem. In every country, you would find this problem. The scholars have mentioned that the biggest reason, one of the biggest reasons, is that disrespect and wastage of food are common in our homes, whether he's a rich man or whether he's a poor person. We always think that poor would not do that, but it's often seen, it's just a balance between rich and poor, that food is wastage. Whether you have attend a poor person's function or a rich man's function, equally food is wasted. You see the amount of food thrown on the floor. You attend the get-together, whether it's a poor man's get-together, family get-together, or it's a wedding ceremony, or whatever case it is, equally you will find food thrown down the drain, the amount of rice whilst it's dished out. No one to correct them, no one to rectify and reform those who are cooking the food, no one to rectify those who are serving the food, leave alone those who are serving and cooking. Even those who are eating, there's no one to rectify them because food is wasted. Even when we are eating, there's rice left, there's bread left, there's roti left, there's naan left, there's salad and beverages left all over the table, messed on the floor, on the table. And you think to yourself, Ya Rabbana, I have come for a milad of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have come for a Gyarvi Sharif program. I have come for a Isa Alayhi Salaam program. And that Islam that encourages us not to waste even a single grain in such a function here. The food goes down the drain, under the shoes, under the sandals. Allahu Akbar. It's really shameful. This is the truth that we should actually bring about some change in society. Whether it's your home, in your kitchen, on your dining table, or whether it's a function that you are hosting, or whether you're a guest invited to such a function, let's bring about the teachings and the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam within our lives. This is one way and the first way of getting rid of deprivation. Suffering a loss in your sustenance, in your rozi, let's try and have a aim, inshallah, azawajal. I have seen this with my physical eyes that people would leave almost 3 or 4 morsels of rice all over the plate. It's scattered, and for them, cleaning that plate is a disgusting thing to do. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. If we only had to learn, as I said, instead of planning, having big plans of building your empire, let us do the simple things to gain the very same barakah which we are doing in order to have big, big meetings. Allahu Akbar. Instead of going the harder route, go the simplest way, and trust me, you will see more barakah this way than the other way around. People have done it and they have experienced the barakah and the change in their lives. This is what Islam is all about, being a practical Muslim. Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned in one hadith, Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the blessed room, the hujra, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent down and he lifted and picked a dry piece of bread in his blessed hands, indicating towards that bread, he says, O Aisha, this is a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. The day this leaves any nation, the day this is taken away from any nation, it never then returns back to that nation. Of course, his ishara and indication was towards the bread. Saying this, he dusted the bread and he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then consumed the bread. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is one way of showing respect to food. What we do in our homes, remove the sides of the bread. My son only eats the inside, the soft part. The hard part will go in the bin. Allahu Akbar. There's so much of extra food, we don't know what to do. We'll wait for the beggar to come. When he comes, we'll give him to eat. When it's rotten, when it's starting to smell, then we choose that to give in the name of Allah. As-sadaqah. Lillah. This is the level of our tawakkul, the level of our piety. These all are some sort of reformation for us without picking on anyone specifically. This is a general topic for all of us to consider. Number two, the scholars and the ulama have mentioned in the light of Hadith Mubarakah that taking false oath in your business also removes the blessings and the barakah. When we take false oath and say, Wallah, I bought this only for 20 rands, I give it to you for 15. If it was a lie, if you have said Allah's name for nothing, just to win the confidence of your customer, you have actually sold that goods according to the hadith of Rasulullah, but, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have lost the blessings in your sustenance. The blessings will be removed, even though if it will get your goods sold. Sahih al-Muslim Sharif. And yes, in Ibn Majah was the first hadith which we have recited and we have learned regarding the hadith, whereas the Holy Prophet ﷺ had lifted the blessed piece of bread from the ground and he ate it. This teaches us the simplicity of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do we think that we have abundance of wealth? Have you not seen people who are billionaires become extremely poor the next day? Things can change overnight. Who in this country had planned the lockdown? No one even knew. Those who are planning for December from now, we're going to do this and do that. Now they're actually saving for December to even survive to eat something. Because this is all about life. You cannot plan and predict what's going to happen tomorrow. Only Allah Azza wa Jal knows the condition. And all we can ask for is, Ya Rabbana, give us death on Iman. Protect our Iman. Protect our Aqeedah. Protect our Islam. Accept our Du'as. Give us the tawfiq to read our Salah on time. To recite the Holy Quran. To fulfill your commandments. Be a good Muslim, dear viewers on this Madini channel. Trust me, your barakat and blessings will also increase. Furthermore, many of us, after doing all of that which we are learning right now, just say you're having a checkbook with you right now. What Tabriz has mentioned, I do this, I do this, I do this. Furthermore, ask yourself whether you do this. It has been mentioned in a hadith. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, who does not know this great, gigantic Sahabi of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, we were present in the court of Mustafa Jane Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a meal was served. In the beginning, we saw such blessings in that meal that we never ever seen before in our lives. Astonished and amazed, suddenly we seen a decrease in the barakat. That food which had so much of barakat, it wasn't being reduced after so many people dishing out and eating. Suddenly, it started to drop down and we saw a drastic decrease in that meal. We humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did this happen? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because all of us had recited Bismillah. The one who came in last, he did not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Therefore, Shaitan came with him. And the moment Shaitan placed his hands in the meal, the barakat and the blessings had then left. Allahu Akbar. In the mahul and environment of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, Amir-e Ahle Sunnat ki barkaton se ya wajidon ka wird aur zikr karna hame naseeb ho gaya hai, alhamdulillah. In Dawat Islami, you will always see that we are always reminded that one person will recite ya wajidu after every second, third muscle or every muscle. This is a reminder for others to recite ya wajidu. Why? So that the eating also becomes part of ibadah. You are reminded, you are not eating only for taste, you are eating so that you could achieve and receive some type of quwwah and energy to worship Allah Azza wa Jal even more. This is how you bring about blessings in your meals, dear viewers on the Samadhi channel. Not only that, it does not stop there. Aside from eating with jama'ah, as it has been mentioned that those who eat separately, the mother came, she cooked the food, she ate separately in the kitchen, the father came from work, he ate his own, the son came from university, the daughter came from her room after chatting on the phone for several hours, oh, the food is dished out, okay, right, fine, let's eat. That food got hot several times and everyone ate their own meals in their own times. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, always remember that barakah is always in jama'ah, in the congregation, and not when you are separately divided. So whenever you sit for a meal, try and bring everyone along the dining table together to have a united meal. And also remember, inshallah azza wa jal, that when you do come for such a meal with the entire family, then the second thing is also for us to remember that we should wash our hands before eating. The awliya and the salihin have mentioned these madani pearls for us to learn, as people have the habit of taking serviettes, you know, wiping their hands with paper. And this has become a fashion in our functions, gatherings, in our homes these days as well. Astaghfirullah. Islamic scholars have said long nails are also the cause of defoliation. It is makruh tahrimi to leave one's nails uncut or unclipped for more than 40 days. And this has also become a fashion in our society. As you see, the pinky finger nail is always bigger than the other nails. Why? It's some type of fashion or some type of oath they take to grow this nail. Ek kaun sa style hai, ek kaun sa ajeeb o ghareeb tareeqa hai, hame to samajh mein nahi aaya aaj tak. So therefore we should repent for this as well. Our sisters who love growing their nails, follow the fashion of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Follow the fashion of Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Follow the fashion and the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not only to keep your fingernails and your toenails short, but even clipping them as well. Follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, it has been mentioned that to eat without washing the hands, which we finished learned, to eat without covering the head, and to eat in the dark. There are people who go into the cupboards and eat to hide and not share their food with anybody else. We should take a lesson from this and not eat in the dark. Unless you have load shedding, it's fine. You can burn a candle or something. But try and eat in light and try and have the head covered. To eat and drink while sitting at the doorstep. The scholars have actually stopped us from sitting at the doorstep, whether it's at your shop or at your home. Do not sit on the doorstep and then eat anything. Try and avoid that as well. To sit on the bed where the headboard side is, and the food is served where the leg is normally. So to eat and to have a meal in this way regularly also causes deprivation in the sustenance. To remove the bits and pieces from between the teeth as people pluck them with a toothpick or using something else, with a floss for example, and to swallow those grits that come out from between the tooth, that is also not allowed and causes a deprivation in the sustenance. To eat in broken utensils such as cups, trays, plates, bowls, all of this also causes deprivation. And furthermore, it has been mentioned to throw bread at such places where it would be disrespected and trampled. For example, on the stairs, on the driveway, on the main path where people are crossing. Sometimes you say, no, I'm chidiyan ke liye, parindo ke liye chhod rahe. The parindas and the birds do not come in public paths like that. You should leave it on the side of the path so that people don't tramp over it. People do not disrespect that ni'mah and that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to sleep in excess as well causes deprivation. People who love sleeping all the time and they cannot stay without sleeping, they sleep more and they talk less. This is also deprivation. People who actually sleep whilst they are naked with their satari awra being opened. So the satr of a person, which is from the navel till below the knees, is a satr for a man, and the entire body of a woman, her voice is parda, her body is parda, and that as well needs to be covered. But of course now you are sleeping, you are going to bed, and a person who sleeps naked completely causes deprivation. To urinate shamelessly causes deprivation, such as on public roadsides, going anywhere on the footpath as you are walking and then doing this. So being lazy in picking up the bits and pieces from the dasturkhan on the table, dining table, on the tablecloth. You know, when you after eating their rice which is on the table because of dishing out, they may have fallen from your plate or from the plate that you have dished out from, or roti or crumbs that's placed all over. If someone is lazy in picking them up and eating, that will also cause deprivation. Furthermore, to sweep the home with one's clothes, to take off someone's shawl or scarf or kurta and dust the floor, for example, to remove the dirt from the ground also causes deprivation. To sweep at night, to leave the garbage inside the home also causes deprivation, or to leave it at the doorstep. To walk ahead of the mashayikh, the scholars and saints, to always be ahead of them in everything causes deprivation. To call your parents with their names. This is one problem in society, that children think it's just a joke to call them by names. It's not allowed to do that. One shouldn't do that. And to clean the hand with mud or sand, to stand whilst leaning on the side of the door, to make wudu in the toilet section, to sew the clothes whilst you are using them. All these are the different causes and reasons for deprivation. You should actually get your hands on a booklet called 44 causes of deprivation in Dawat Islami. You will find this on the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Go to the library section, download this book, send to others as well, and sawab in abundance, and make this a practicing thing in your life, inshallah azawajal. Furthermore, dear viewers on this Abundant Channel, another way of bringing about barakat and blessings in your home, aur barakat kis tarah se mile, sune is par bhi amal kare inshallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Saad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ye bhi sahabi rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam hamare sar ke taaj hai. He says ki I seen a person coming to the holy rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he complained about his destitution. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mere maa baap aap pe qurban ho jaye sarkar, I am suffering deprivation and I have lots of deprivation in my home. I am unable to run my home, my family, and I cannot take it anymore. The stress levels have increased in my life, and poverty has reached its peak. I don't know what to do. How can I get rid of this poverty that I'm facing right now? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh my sahabi, do what I'm telling you. As of today, whenever you enter your home, make salam to those who are inside your home, and if there's no one there, recite durood upon me. After reciting durood-e-pak and sending salutations upon me, then recite Surah Ikhlas once. Recite Surah Ikhlas once and you will see the blessings in your life. This narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that a lot of time that have passed, that this person came back in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I had made a amal and I had practiced what you had told me to do. And within this short period, Allah Azza wa Jal has given so much of blessings in my life that now I am not only supporting my family, I am even supporting my poor and destitute neighbors in my neighborhood. Allahu Akbar. In my surrounding, those who are poor, jo ghareeb hai, main unko bhi support kar raha hoon. Ye sab aapki barkatein hain, rahmatein hain. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'amun Rashid, who was a Khalif of Baghdad, great person, he invited a muhaddith to his home for a meal. And this muhaddith name was Hutba bin Khalid. So Hutba bin Khalid was the muhaddith and Ma'amun Rashid was the Khalif of Baghdad. He invited this person to his home. This muhaddith sahib, who was an expert in ahadith, it's a different faculty when you're doing that in Nizami. These days here, we broadcast any hadith we see and we narrate any hadith we think we know. But the interpretation and the explanation of the hadith is not necessary to be as you think you know. There are always explanations after a hadith, and these people who have been expert in this field know the authenticity of the hadith. Anyways, this muhaddith sahab was picking up the bits and pieces from the tablecloth and eating them, and the king or the Khalif of Baghdad, Ma'amun Rashid, was offended by that, and he said, Huzur, there is no shortage of food. Here there is so much of food around the table. Why would you go and pick up the bits and pieces and crumbs from the dining table or from the mat and eat them when there is enough and abundance of food? So this muhaddith says, well, O Khalif, I am practicing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by earning barakat in my life in order or by picking up those bits and pieces. And these days here, we happily, smilingly let go of it. It's a nothing to throw a half piece of bread or entire bread because it was touched by somebody else or because it was stale, whatever the reason may be. Dear viewers on the Sumadini channel, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever He has blessed you with. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.